The West Live. The West Live with Ben O'Shea.
This border issue won't just impact our holiday plans over Christmas. There are fears WA's summer of sport could essentially be cancelled because it'll be cut off from the rest of the country. Joining me now to explain it all is the West sports journalist Craig O'Donoghue. Good morning, Cod.
It's a bit of chaos going on, isn't it?
It is chaos. So tell me, so what are the fears surrounding sport in WA this summer?
The fears are that now that every state is opening up except for us, how do teams get back into WA without having to quarantine for the 7 days, which has been the case in the past? And in winter sport, it's a 7 day event. You play weekend to weekend. Perth Scorchers, they've got a game every 4 days, so they can't quarantine in between matches. The Perth Wildcats will have a game every four or five days as well. So similar. There's going to be real challenges for leagues to work out how to get teams into Perth to be able to play and then get them back out again, and then have the teams who are living here be able to live a normal life.
So let's talk about the sports that are affected here. So we've got BBL.
Yep.
Sheffield Shield.
Just BBL at the moment. Yeah,
just
Sheffield
BBL.
Shield after the Sheffield Shield.
And then NBL.
NBL, WNBL, A-League, Women's A-League as well. And then you've got the AFLW, which will start in January, and then eventually into the AFL as well. So, yeah, basketball, soccer, cricket, and eventually footy. And they've already cancelled hockey. They've already cancelled the baseball season. And there's going to be a cancellation of the ATP Cup in December, which will be announced shortly because that was coming to Perth as well.
Yeah, I was going to say. So that's gone as well.
It's about to be gone. They haven't officially announced it, but it's going.
Oh, no. And so there could be a reality here where other states are open. The teams are travelling between those states. WA still closed. And so our teams, whether it's the Scorchers, the Wildcats or the Lynx, will have to relocate to the East Coast, set up a base somewhere at, say, the Gold Coast or wherever it might be, so they can take part in these national competitions.
Yeah, that could potentially happen. They may decide that if they're definitely not allowed to play here, if none of the leagues can come to an agreement with the government on what will happen if our border remains closed to the entire country, then they'll have to work out, do they just travel around the country and play away games everywhere? Do they set up themselves in one location for home matches? They'll have to figure out what to do. A lot of the leagues are seriously concerned about it, and some of the teams. Others are a bit more comfortable with the arrangements that they have with the government already, but it's going to be a real wait and see, especially with this South Australian border and the Queensland border now, because a lot of the leagues have said, okay, the simple solution is Perth-based teams won't play Victoria or New South Wales teams at all until midway through the end of the summer, basically, January, February sort of time. And you'll play Adelaide and you'll play Brisbane, you'll play Tasmania and all these other teams in November, December, January. That can't happen if we end up with issues, can it? If we close the border off to South Australia, then suddenly Adelaide can't come here.
Well,
Brisbane can't come here.
Well, and Queensland, like, so South Australia is going to be opening sort of the start of December. They will 100% get COVID cases after that. Queensland, it will be, I think, middle of December.
Yeah, middle of December.
They will have COVID cases after that. Even Tasmania and the Northern Territory are going to reopen, and it's inevitable that they will have COVID cases.
And we've seen what happens when COVID cases do occur over here at all. We've seen only a couple of days ago, it was a one-day domestic game got delayed by a couple of hours because of the COVID case in Tasmania. They want to know what had happened there. We've seen midway through this year, the Western Derby, no crowd on the day of the game. We've seen teams be stuck interstate because of a COVID case in Queensland or in New South Wales when they went there originally and couldn't get home. So it's going to be daily instances where teams are already gone and can't get home.
Wow, it's pretty crazy to think that Australia is probably closer to the end of the pandemic than it's ever been, but we're here in WA facing the biggest amount of chaos that we've experienced so far.
Yeah, absolutely. And to put it into context, so the WNBL yesterday released their fixture for the season at 7 a.m. based on all the previous discussions I'd had. The Perth Lynx were going to play Adelaide in the first round. That was all set up. By 11 a.m, the chief of the league was ringing around trying to find a different team to bring to Perth for that game, for that opening round, because he wasn't aware. No one had been told that South Australia were going to drop a bombshell. They were opening it up. He's like, well, we can't bank on Adelaide going to Perth now. We'll have to try and find a team from Queensland to move there. So fixtures are becoming irrelevant hourly.
And how challenging would it be to those people who compile the fixtures, whether it's AFL, basketball, cricket? You just be, I think they've aged probably 20 years in the last 18 months.
Yeah, absolutely. The Perth Wildcats have their first game against the Brisbane Bullets over here, and then they were going to be sent to Adelaide. Will that still happen? We'll have to wait and see, because that's an issue as well now. So the Scorchers, you only have to look at their schedule. They go to Tasmania on the 14th of December. They go to Melbourne on December 22, and they go to Canberra on December 28. Well,
Who knows?
Good luck.
And is there economic costs to our Western Australian teams that they can't be playing home games in front of full stadiums?
Yeah, that will cost them a lot of money. They hire out the stadiums and that costs a lot of money. They're paying players a lot of money. Every time they can't play in front of fans, they lose significant amounts of dough. And that was concerning West Coast and Fremantle last year about the number of games where the stadiums were totally closed off. So, yeah, they do. They rely on income from the fans coming through the gates, especially the smaller sports that don't have massive broadcast deals.
Now, I was going to try and give the listeners some hope and get your thoughts on when we might get some clarity on this. But now that we've spoken, I'm getting the sense that there is no clarity forthcoming on this in the foreseeable future.
No, I don't think there'll be any clarity at all. It will be a case of, we know that Mark McGowan has said he will assess what happens once those borders open up. He's not going to just immediately just say, South Australia, you're done. He'll see whether there's any community transmission, but it's a case of what day will there be enough community transmission when it does happen, because Victorians are going to South Australia to see their families and go over Christmas and all those sorts of things. What point do we say enough's enough and close off the border?
Yeah, exactly. Sports fans, strap yourselves in. It's going to be a pretty wild summer. The West sports reporter, Craig O'Donoghue, thanks for joining us and sharing all of that on The West Live.
No worries. Have a good day, everyone.